So after an initial investigation, Colorado Parks and Wildlife officers have confirmed a wolf depredation incident on a domestic cow in North Park. We always like to point out that when we have these depredation incidents, they're not a result of wolf reintroduction efforts in Colorado. That planning is still happening. These are naturally migrating wolves to the state. On the details of the depredation incident, just after 3:50 p.m. on Tuesday, March 15th, our wildlife officers received a report of an injured cow on a ranch in northeast Jackson County. They responded and they discovered injuries to the cow that were consistent with wolf depredation. They were able to do a field investigation and they discovered wolf tracks on the scene as well. So a veterinarian examined the injured cow and the decision was made to euthanize the animal due to its injuries. It was a bred cow. I believe you had asked Shannon if it was pregnant. It was a bred cow. Wildlife officers performed a necropsy and confirmed bite marks consistent with wolves. So we're confident in saying that it was wolf depredation, and Colorado Parks and Wildlife will handle the reimbursement of the incident under its current game damage process. The compensation will not utilize revenues generated by the sale of hunting or fishing license fees.
There were elk too, an attack on 6 elk.
Right. A district wildlife officer did respond yesterday to a report of 6 elk that were killed in northern Jackson County. The dead elk are suspected to be wolf predation, but it's not confirmed. And they don't think those killings happened on the same day. It didn't happen on the same day as the depredation incident. At least we don't think so. So don't have confirmation but on those elk, but might also be a wolf kill.
So what happens next?
There will be a game damage process, and so reimbursement. And then we'll also be working closely with the rancher to implement approved hazing methods for these naturally migrating wolves. And some methods that might be used could include, not limited to, things like carcass management, physical barriers like fencing and electrified fencing, guard animals, auditory and visual scare tactics, as well as increased human presence or any combination of those measures.